NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Adam Tukeri, and my album is called Unless Surely.
Too hoary for spot, too artsy for haste. Things want me back in the dark, trying to demotivate me, want me to hate myself. Been through that shit when I was 18 to 25. What's the deal? What's the fucking deal?
This new album of yours, it's very emotional, it's very personal, and very reflective. How was it creating this album? Was it hard because it was so personal, or, you know, was it easy because it just flowed so naturally to sing these lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't even know I was making the album till it was like three quarters finished, and like, I had this whole EP sort of scrap that was just like mum songs, and two of them ended up on the album because I was like scrambling, like I just need to wrap this up because it's just mentally draining. So yeah, I didn't even know I was making it. So I was just, you know, I'm always making songs, and yeah, they all sort of told the story of where I was at at the time without me even realizing I was doing it.
Yeah, and another part of it is also that, you know, you also produced and wrote it all yourself. What was that process like?
I think I've always sort of done it this way. I just tend to collaborate more. But this year with the Adam Tukeri albums, for some reason, I just decided they're all going to be purely me. Because I think that's basically what it sounds like. It sounds like, well, this is just him. This isn't like a, you know, I'm not trying to make the greatest hip-hop album ever created. I just want to make like something that sounds like my brain in a weird way.
What was kind of your favorite part of creating this album, if there was one?
I think it's just the therapeutic sort of side of it. Having made it, it's just good to say these things out loud and have said it and then listen back and go, oh, cool, that felt good.
Yeah, nice to get stuff off your chest. I feel like a lot of artists, whether it's written or verbal or whatever,
yeah,
you can just let kind of sometimes just let it stay with the song and not bring it back home.
Yeah, that's really what I'm trying to do. Is, you know, I feel like if I stop doing this, then who knows what I'll do? Like, I might become very violent or something. I need a yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first song we are going to talk about is Be Happy. Could you tell me what this song is about?
This is just one of those, like, when I'm in a real weak sort of place. I was just writing from a very insecure sort of place. I was like, yeah, I literally had a dream that, like, my son gassed it. And then I just started writing, and that's what came out. Then I just started talking about a bit of family issues that I slide in here. And then, yeah, it was real, just stream of, you know, consciousness throughout on this one.
You had your past album that's called Sun.
Mm.
Do you think that he inspired a lot of these songs, or, you know, played a role in how a song would be written lyrically or how it'd sound, you know, for the ear?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's like the number one priority in my life, and I kind of just make music about what I'm going through in life, so he tends to come up quite a bit.
You see, God doesn't want people to live here on Earth forever.
I've been having some nightmares, them just me without my kid. Losing them to the abyss, looking at me like I don't exist. I think of that shit and I ball a fist, like some of my lost relatives. But I don't blame them for that shit, my G, get it how you live. Never had hope, never had faith. Always had my blood pumping, always had grace. That's about it, I've been too childish. Spitting that wild shit, turning it rowdy to everything where the invite is. Made adjustments, you never change, you stuck then. Stay put and get plucked into the piss they said my brother went. I still ain't over shit, sometimes feel lower than my boxes. Word to my, word to my, word to my, word to my. Too real for the screen, I'm trying to stay off it. I've been calling out to the fam, these songs seances. Barely got time for this shit, and I ain't watching what my peers do, just what the years do to my age. Talking, ticking, the whole theme to my honest time. I'm consistent cause I use my darker side to keep my white eyes in line. Yeah, yeah, word to my, word to my, word to my, word to my. Should I be happy like this? Ain't used to it. Should I be packing my shit? I get a fuck at the clan I was with. Fan that I diss, no fam that I miss. I've been lonely, needed somebody. Found my pain and took shit from me. Miss my brother and man's, they watching. Miss my cousin, I don't know why she blocked me. I ain't depressed, I'm coming to Chris. But I feel guilty cause none of this. It's easy to cope with ripping me open from the chest. I got weight on me now. I was like, fuck a role model now. I'm on for my job. I just wanna make him proud. Got a.
Song we can talk about is 12 Bucks I'm Trying, which is a very cool song. I feel like it, to me at least, when I listened to it, felt like it had kind of two chapters, like that bit at the beginning and then that middle bit of, you know, the dialogue, and then afterwards, like, yeah, just like kind of transforms into like this new chapter for the same book. Just wondering what this song's about.
So this is sort of like the transitional spot of the album, where like the very first song is just about like my brain, where I'm at. The second one starts to get a little bit egotistical, and then Kakariki, which is, you know, still on that same sort of vein, like I'm the best, rah, rah, rah. And then it gets to 12 Bucks, which is just like the worst like showcase of that, in my opinion. It's like, it's kind of just in your face, and that's sort of the vibe I've been trying to stay away from. And I thought it was good to add to the album to show like it's still there, I'm still working on it. And yeah, and like the middle section, I just wanted it to sort of be like someone telling me off, basically, like someone telling me like, what the fuck are you like, what is it, what are you doing? You know, like, what is this, like, negative space you're in and all that? And then it transitions to, like, me actually telling people how I feel and all that. So, like, yeah. So I thought the perfect person to do that, to give me a good growling, was Tom Scott. And I think he did that. I think he took offense to lyrics, too, which made it even harsher. So it was good.
And I mean, you know, you saying that you wanted to stay, like, stray away from that. So what was it that you wanted to stray away from?
Just that like negative sort of I'm the best, you guys all suck sort of rapper attitude. Like I pride myself on making nice vulnerable music sometimes, and Sun was a lot of that, and I kind of stayed away from it. But you know, there's still a side there where I just wanna, you know, leap out at someone on the microphone.
Mr. T-Bud, you can call me necessary. Back in a stew like it's February, scary tight. Macho motherfuckers never get me hype. He just got a way with words, he never lived that life. Somehow started drilling during lockdown. Wasn't you that was COVID holding your block down? Drop me a classic, why should I stop now? Really thought I switched the name to go the soft route. King of the slow rap, deep down you know that. Project full of jazz, but yeah, shit ain't come with no slaps. Some went the pop route, pretending they so sad. Used to fake smoke for the camera off the bros gram. I forgive, I don't forget, I mean, why should I? Don't make you hard cause you standing next to five shook guys. Thought I sleep during his naps, let the time go by. Can always trust me to ring off about what I don't like. Shut up. Or shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Sitting and tweaking, I'll be up in the booth for like 10 minutes only. Less I'm with the homies, 12 bars, 12 bars, sipping slowly. This ain't work, but my PlayStation's get it lowly. I'm having fun, coming project, no issues on me. Where's the fun in the good guy narrative? Bro just knows people, we collabed and I carried it. How old are you? No reason, I just had to check. How old am I? 26, let your status next. Start a family, quit acting like graduates. Whole game full of fucking Billy Madisons. I stepped aside so the younger me can have a spin. Why these boys acting single, thought you had a myth. Moment of silence for the silence that she's burdened with. You ain't slept on your girlfriend and if the shoe fits, how was that? My bad. If the shoe fits, tell me how right I am.
Why you gotta do that? Why you gotta come for old cuts like that, bruv? Hey, why you gotta do jazz like? Why you gotta think of the dude to do jazz like that? What does jazz do to you, man? You know, if you wanna smoke, just at me. I'm not hard to find. I'm outside. I'm at the Henderson Wave Pools. You know, I'm at Bunyan's Warehouse looking for some door handles for the new place I bought off Jazz, feeding my two sons with Jazz. You know, I think you need to just, you know, go look after yours, my G.
Last night, thank God the finals in arm's reach. Thought I'd end up single pops, raising this boy with no lessons that only moms teach. I ain't confident alone, it isn't me who got this home. Never wanna lead him wrong, got me gratefuler than ever. I lay down and run aside till someone comes and makes the shit more clearer. Skin ain't radiated light. Half drunk, so I can't drive. It ain't my fault that it's a Saturday night, but I feel guilty inside. I need to cleanse my palate. This ain't who I become. I was just trying to let loose. I wasn't thinking of my son, I'm sorry. Wanna be his fucking hero, not an anti in front of it. Securing all the good and yet a bag with no fumbling. I'm selfish, I'm tired, but I'm trying, I'm trying.
This song is Ragdoll. I just wanted to really like just try and showcase my skills, to be honest. There's something about track two to me that is like more important than the intro. I don't know why. I feel like track two always has to be like sharp and concise. So like, yeah, I really just try to make the best rap song I could at the time. Yeah, I really just try to showcase what I can do.
So would you say that this song is your favorite or the one you're most proud of from the album?
I think it's the most flawless song on the album. Yeah, I don't know. I think I sound, when I listen to it, I feel more confident compared to a lot of other ones.
And in the lyrics as well, you know, there's quite a lot that you're talking about. And I mean, you know, freedom of speech. I don't know, you know, take me through some of the lyrics from this song.
I was really trying to just mock everybody in that first verse, like even people I align with. Like how I said, I play with both sides of the fence, so I'm there like shouting out people protesting, and then I'm saying like, you know, I could say land back, or I could say this stuff, which I do align with and I believe in. You know, just saying I could say it, but I'm not trying to be like, you know, just plaster it everywhere like these people are doing it and they don't even really fight for it or nothing. So, you know, I'm just mocking a bit of everybody, even people I align with, just for fun.
Everybody.
karate drill. Inexperienced in the field. Said my brother, fuck them lames who nearly got him killed. The grand mammies of you boys couldn't teach me how to squeal. Wouldn't bow for nobody. Treat the game like I'm on stilts. You really speaking to these kids on they level. Buzzwords flew over top when I was little. I could say land back or fuck this or that for some clicks, but I'm not a fan, I feel like scribble. Shout out my people using picket signs to block the wind. Full of oxygen, you don't relate. I don't say what I say to amplify your debates. Yeah, my people hella hungry while I just overate. Guilt riddance since your boy can kill riddance. I'm known to play with both sides of the fence, so don't tell me about who closed their brains. I see wickedness and madness everywhere. That's why the fuck they sent me here, bitch. Yeah. That's why the fuck they sent me here. They just call me Adam Adama. My life is tragic, so I battle with karma. Whole different breed, who the fuck I sound like? Built up from the ground type. I just dabbled down, ragged on the rappers round. Moment of silence for all opponents who tried it. And God hit with more wisdom than they folks could provide him. Mr. T without the blue net. AT might tax them when they cruising. TNT when the VSB get moving. CSB to your new shit. Yeah, you got freedom of speech. What made you feel the need to use it? Time and place, you motherfuckers got no ideas. That's why your album break time and space. All hype, no follow through. That's why I never followed you widows to begin with. They put my damn name next to friendship. You got respect for me, but that's where I end it, motherfucker.
This is my song, Every Strength, Every Flaw. This one, I was really just trying to write the most self-aware song I could. Like, you know, I know where I'm at. I know the position I'm sort of in. And I also know that I'm just a regular dude as well. So it was basically just me trying to say, I know who I am, I know where I am, and I'm aware of what you think of me, sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, are there any things in life, you know, where you've had those moments? Like one of the lines that you say is, someone who loves me for every strength and every flaw. Who are potentially some people who do that for you in your life?
I mean, obviously my family and friends, my partner, they know every side of me. It's like when I sort of came up with the term, like, you know, the who loves me for every strength, every flaw, I was sort of thinking about like people who like my music and stuff and like message me like, I'm the greatest, like nicest person on earth. And it's like, how do you know that? Like, I'm not like a complete asshole, but like, you know, I can be a dick. Like, yeah, you guys don't know me, and I'm probably broker than all of you. So like, I don't know, being held to a pedestal sort of made me feel like I need to show that I'm self-aware so you can see that I know that I'm not like on a pedestal of any kind. I had to take a picture with someone in Countdown, eh? And I was like, dude, I didn't even have 2,000 followers, bro. Like, let me get some grain waves.
Oh my gosh, surely you still got the grain waves.
Nah, I think we left.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably the saddest story we've had on Long Play, Adam.
Yeah, I know.
What would I do without me? Never been doubted by nobody more. No one else to shout at when my money gone. How can I love somebody who don't love me for? Every fucking strength, every fucking flaw. Who am I still in denial that I'm my only child? I don't disappear crowds, I don't fit in with a smile. Brought up in a house by folk that I barely see around. Holding on to teachers so that I can make them proud. For what? Stoked I was never hit up by sips, I probably should have been. Sucks I never knew my money then, cause I don't look like them. I
could have went to the dark side easy, but the empathy was strong. If you lack it, we ain't cooking then. Never been doubted by nobody more. No one else to shout at where my money gone. How can I love somebody who don't love me for every fucking strength, every fucking flaw? Yeah. Cause I know. Still in denial that I'm the poster child for all these people with a passion living in the sight of town. Poverty stricken, who the system left forgotten about. Holding on to nothing but some words rappers write down for what? I ain't shit, you can still catch me slipping bummy. Ain't had much of a life for you to get from me. I started this shit on my own cause I felt no one loved me. I could have left this shit at 13 with my cousin. I came in overnight, problems with maturing, shit's way better now. So I'm trying to pay it forward with some pain in my soul that I'm slowly trying to sort. Dead grandmas on my wall, I look at them while I record. What would I do without me? Never been doubted by nobody more. No one else to shout at when my money gone. How can I love somebody who don't love me for every fucking strength, every fucking flaw?
This is my song, Trust Me. So yeah, obviously it's a song I made for my mom. So I made a whole EP. There was like four or five songs on it. And I wasn't even going to release it. I just made it to like have made it because I was like, you know, these are things I don't really talk about. The ones that didn't end up on the album were still real good. They were just probably a bit too much for other people I don't know to hear, if that makes sense. But yeah, this one was sort of like the chorus is sort of about, I don't know, like I'm not just out there like, hi mommy, like love you. Like I'm not one of those sort of people. So it's just basically saying, I know it doesn't seem like it, but yeah.
Yeah, and has your mum heard the song?
I don't know. I haven't even sent it or nothing. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. What do you mean? It's such a lovely song.
Nah, it'll be shame. That'll be shame. Because, like, as I say in the chorus, like, I don't show this sort of side. Like I just let it out in there, and then I'm just content and quiet. Just don't want to, nah.
Yeah, so, like, when you create these songs, are you ever nervous to put them out? Or are you just kind of like, no, like, I'm doing it, not thinking about it twice?
Nah, hell yeah. I mean, at first I'm excited when I like first like send it off, but then there's like a 6 week sort of 4 week sort of wait, and then I'm all good for a few weeks, and then it gets to like the last week, and then I start thinking about everything I wrote in the album and how this person might think I'm talking shit about them, and how this line was maybe too like personal, and then me and this family member won't talk ever again, or like, you know what I mean? I think sometimes I'm like, I always worry, I should maybe just send the stuff to every person I know before I even think of submitting it, because yeah, just paranoia hits hard. I just hope everybody that has heard it likes it, and if they don't, please tell me what I need to work on.
Yeah, that's just me. Just send it through to 95BFM and we'll just send it through to you.
send all the constructive criticism to them.
Yeah. Trust me when I tell you it's love. You don't gotta second guess me with all this stuff. I'm thankful for all that you've done. Except for you and my man up above.
Trust me when I tell you it's love. You don't gotta second guess me with all this stuff. I'm thankful for all that you've done, except for you and my little papa. Yeah. I couldn't imagine losing you, I would've coped, mom. Think about who really knows me, probably no one. It might not seem like I love you when you show up. I just have trouble saying what I really want to. Hoping that you know by now I'm really different. Didn't change my name so you could have no children. I just don't wanna be named after your pops. After the dirty put you through, I'm glad that his body rots. So happy I could walk you down the aisle. Long road to it felt like miles more worthwhile. You really took the back roads to find a real home. Still you know where I'm at if you feel low. Depression doesn't fade overnight. Think about decisions, hope I paid all them right. I don't want you to worry about me, but I know you got my back and I say that proudly. I want the world to know how you helped me become who I am, but I know this ain't about me. It's about you, mom. It's about you, mom. It's about you.
Trust me when I tell you it's love. You done got a second guess me with all this stuff. I'm thankful for all that you've done, except for you and my man up above. Trust me when I tell you it's love. You done got a second guess me with all this stuff. I'm thankful for all that you've done, except for you and my little papa.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.